Good afternoon. I'm Carla, and I'm happy that we have another edition of The Milton Maker. So welcome, Jack Swati, to the studio. Thanks for coming in today. I'm so excited to hear about your business. It's called Camo Chick Designs. So welcome. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I feel like a lot of the time, part of having your own business is finding your niche, and you have it in your name, you know, camo. You love camo. So how did it start with your love for camo and turning that into a business where now you customize a lot of items?
Well, I think with self-employment, especially with busy moms and whatnot, you're looking for that balance. And believe it or not, this was something that I researched the death out of. I was researching it probably for a good 6 months before I made the decision to go ahead and do it. There are many people that are doing it, so it is a very saturated market. But, you know, everybody has their loyal clientele and whatnot. So after researching it, I mean, Camo Chick was the way to go for me because it's just who I am. And it's just, you know, a lot of people, you know, close friends and family tend to poke fun at me because, you know, are you sure you have enough, you know, because half my wardrobe is camo. And, you know, my father jokes, you know, if I knew I was going to have a daughter who loved camo, I would have kept my army fatigues for you, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, if I buy something new, then, you know, my husband will say more camo. And I, wait, this is the spring camo, okay?
You can never have too much.
You can never have too much. So, you know, I had this idea in my head of, you know, chick. And it had to be a very specific type of bird. I was looking at something whimsical and fun, so I had somebody create the logo for me. So it's a camo chick. It has, you know, it's a yellow bird with a camo belly and wearing, you know, my signature khaki Converse that I usually wear. So, you know, that's very much me, like whimsical and kind of out of the box a little bit. You know, I think that that's how it sort of came to life as far as the branding is concerned. I think branding is huge. And, I mean, everybody knows me as Jax. And that's, you know, that's my name. But at the same time, I wanted something that sort of spoke to who, you know, who I am and what I'm all about. And, yeah, so, I mean, for me, the pleasure is in seeing people with those personalized items and gifting them to people and just seeing that joy and happiness as something that's been created especially for them. And especially with COVID, that was huge because people couldn't go out and celebrate. People couldn't do things. And, you know, the fact that I was participating in a small moment of the way that they could celebrate at home, It was just something really lovely, something special to me. I love that I'm a part of those moments for people.
And I think that's important too for anyone listening who wants to start their own business to kind of see how you just explained how, you know, you came up with your name and the design and you really wanted to involve your branding with something that would represent you. And that's important, you know, and it makes it more personable to people as well. They know who they're buying from. They know what they're going to get.
For sure.
And we did see a big spike in just supporting more local businesses and business owners during COVID. How did you find things during COVID?
I was swamped during COVID,
yeah.
To be honest, and I'm very grateful. I have no complaints. It was a bit overwhelming at times. You know, there's on a typical year, there's busy times. You know, there's Christmas, there's Halloween, there's finishing school, there's Mother's Day, Father's Day, that kind of thing. The special occasions are what handmade businesses really thrive on. But, you know, with COVID, everything was, you know, enhanced by, you know, a million.
Yeah.
And it was just, you just couldn't keep up with the demand. And, I mean, that's a good problem to have. because this is my sole business. I don't have another job. This is full time for me. So, you know, I'm in my little, workshop doing my thing. And, you know, it's a pleasure. And I can go at my own pace. You know, and the thing that I love about it as well is that it allows me that personal time that I need as well. I can, you know, I can go get my kids from school. I can drop them off. I can be involved as much or as little as I need to be or want to be. You know, even with my parents, you know, I can juggle a schedule with something that's just my own, and I don't have to worry about, you know, letting a boss down or, you know, changing
right.
my
You're
schedule.
Self-managing.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Self-managing, exactly. And, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur. You know, I also have another business as well. So, you know, people had known me from that prior to this. So I think it's all about finding your niche and finding something that, you know, you can wake up in the morning and say, like, I love what I do. This mm-hmm. makes me happy, and I love that it's making other people happy. And, you know, I might not be contributing millions of dollars to society, but, you know, the fact that I'm bringing joy into homes, especially during such a time when we really need that, I'm good with that.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I met one person who doesn't love getting something that's customized for them or personalized for them, so it's great. And, you know, you've won multiple awards,
too, with
your business. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Most latest one is Favorite Gift Shop, I believe.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so what's that been like, just seeing the response of the community here in Milton?
Overwhelming, if I'm being honest. I mean, I'm a pretty humble person. I'm not overly cocky or self-confident. So when I started this business in January 2019, I mean, it was completely overwhelming, the response that I got. It was something that I just did not expect. I honestly, the awards aren't really mine. They're my customers, you know, they're my clients. They're the people that have supported me from the get-go. And, you know, without them and them constantly keeping me busy and, you know, making me do things that are outside of the box and things that I wouldn't have thought of and, you know, kind of that creative pool that they make me dip into a little more than I thought I was comfortable with. But, you know, it's theirs because they made it happen.
Oh, that's sweet to hear. And
Nice.
Yeah, I wish you all the best
Thank
with your
you.
Business.
I love it. I love what I do. And, you know, if I can bring a smile or happiness to people, that's good enough for me.